Krishna and making the relationship with Krishna. This is a very important subject which we have discussed in our morning lecture. Now in this workshop, we want to focus a little bit on what kirtan is the best, Krishna kirtan, and what name of Krishna is the best, according to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But I request you to place what you are hearing today in this overall theme of the day, becoming aware of a relationship. I felt when you were this morning before the deities and looking at the at Radha Gopinath and praying these prayers from the Shastras to Radha Gopinath, that there was something very interesting happening, something which also came out in the question of Vasudev Prabhu at the end of the lecture. I think you were there looking at the deity, hearing these prayers and thinking about this relationship, and some of you must have thought, at least I did feel that in the atmosphere, and Vasudev's question echoed that, that what is actually my relationship with Krishna? Is it really so deep? There is this personality on the altar who looks very beautiful, and I have heard he is my only friend. But do I feel him as my only friend, or do I have hopes to find even more closer friends in this world, or more closer relationships in this world? For the devotee who is ajata ruchi, that means whose taste, loving taste for Krishna has not yet been born, this is a concept or a relationship which demands of him certain things. I want to just ask Rangadevi one thing. One thing which this relationship demands of a devotee is knowledge of Krishna. How is Krishna? What does Krishna like? What does Krishna do? What does Krishna favor? Who are his dear devotees, etc.? To develop a relationship with Krishna really only happens if you hear a lot about Krishna. That's the only chance. And the example which is given in the Bhagavatam is Rukmini Devi, who lived at the court of Bhishmaka, Maharaj Bhishmaka, the king, who was her father, and who, as a young girl, took regularly part in the narrations of Narada Muni. Narada Muni came to King Bhishmaka and talked about Krishna. And Rukmini was there in the crowd and listened about Krishna's pastimes, Krishna's form, how he looks, his qualities, his generosity and kindness to the devotees. And then something important happened. The time for her marriage arrived, and one Shishupal, another king, was chosen as a good candidate, and the day was fixed. And when Rukmini, who had heard so much about Krishna, thought about that she would soon have to lie next to a man, a human being, on the marriage bed, She felt horrified. She felt, I want Krishna as my husband. You know, she was young. She was, I heard, around 15 years at that time. Young, young. Do we have a 15-year-old girl here so that we can see what young means? I'm trying to connect with Krishna, this picture. No, we don't have. Syamasakhi, no, not young. It's quite young, 15 years. It's quite young. And I was very happy to read that, you know, she with all this, when young girls are emotionally very, very intense when they are this age. They're very, when they become older, they become, until in old age, they are like Belgium horses, emotionally cold, you know, with a, but in that age, so much is going on. And we all become, there's so much going on, and as we become old, we learn to deal with materiality, and we become really cool, kaltblüter, you say, cold-blooded beings. So with all her intensity, Rukmini desired Krishna and wrote him a love letter. Krishna was, she said, I only want to marry you. I've heard about you. I just want to marry you. I don't want to marry a body whom they call a man because he has a mustache and there's blood and pus inside. You know, that's not something I want to marry. I want you. And she expressed herself directly to the point. This letter was carried to Krishna by some miracle, because Krishna was far, far away from Rukmini's palace. One Brahmana went to him, and I think he could reach Krishna only by Krishna's time arrangement. And then when Krishna received the letter, he smiled and he decided, this devotee has surrendered to me, I will take her case very serious. Making a connection. Why can you make a connection with Krishna? Because you have heard persistently and a long time about him. If you feel that your relationship with Krishna is at this moment abstract and theoretical, good, do something against it. Hear about Krishna. I was very moved. I had my birthday, and it was somewhere in cold February, and on birthday one always gets birthday presents. I think you also experience this. But I don't think you get a room full of presents. I got a room full of presents, and amongst all these presents, this particular present was the most wonderful. I will show it around. It's, do we even have this present? Or we have on the screen? I want to show you this present on the screen, because it moved me very much. I almost cried. I mean, I'm in public. I couldn't contain myself very well. And because it was just so much about what we have thought about all together this morning, about making a relationship with Krishna. The present you can see in a minute on the screen. It's this picture. Please study the picture very thoroughly. What do you see? A forest? Someone has... Whose hand is that? How do you recognize it? It's unmistakable. And he receives a letter. This should be your letter. There should be trying to connect with you, and then your name. Shyamananda. We have such nice names. Braja Krishna. Lalita. You should have... He should receive your letter. And when I got my present, there was my name on it here, you know, in small, trying to connect with you. So, wouldn't that be nice, you know, that Krishna receives the letter from you, from your heart, written to you. And in the active learning session, you will again see this picture and you will be guided to write a letter to Nam Prabhu, and I think he will read it. He will take a moment time. He will put his flute in his hand and consider your case very seriously. That is what we do when we chant the holy name, trying to connect with Krishna. In kirtan, trying to establish sambandha, trying. It's not always successful, but we will hear shlokas today where we hear what is in Krishna's mind when he sees that you are trying. When he sees that, he takes this case very serious. So let us learn now what type of kirtan we should use. How do you like this present? It's good, isn't it? Whew. Krishna. Let us sing now. Is it maybe too high or? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare. Alright, we still have to go lower. Lower means deeper. Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna
Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Rama Rama. Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Rama Rama. Hare Hare. Try to connect. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Rama Rama. Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare, Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.
So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wrote, Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtan, may there be all glories to the congregational chanting of Sri Krishna Sankirtan. The Sankirtan has two meanings. One is to completely praise or glorify, which can mean that you also do it alone, completely. Completely means with your heart, with your mind, with everything, and you take your hands, you do it completely, wholeheartedly. You are there. The second meaning of Sankirtan is very much known to all of us. It is to do it with in a group, with many people together. Now there are many different types of kirtans which we should do completely. Which of the many is Gauranga Mahaprabhu stressing? I think we have students here from the Bhaktivedanta College who have read about these many different types of kirtans in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Any idea anyone has what kirtans are there? Your teachers are here, so you might find. You know it, but you prefer to keep it in your heart at the moment. Five different types of kirtans are there. Naam kirtan, which contain the Lord's names. For example, Vibhavari Sheshalokva Praveshanitrachani Utaji. And then it says, Nishinga Vamana Shri Madhusudana Endanandana Shyama Kaita Pashatana La li la 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 la. Putana, what is it? You know, only names of Krishna. Leela? Purushottam is also a name. I'm trying to do it. Leela la. Leela. So, or Hari Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha, or another very famous Naam Kirtan, which Prabhupada liked to chant, is Yashomati Nandana Braja Janana Gada Gokul Nandana Kana. Yes, wonderful, isn't it? We love these. These are our evergreens, our always in favor Kirtan. Then this is Naam Kirtan. It has the names of the Lord. Then there is Roop Kirtan. These are songs which describe the beautiful form of the Lord. For instance, there's a song, Janama, Janama Sapalata. I will request you to listen very carefully because I will give you a chance to request what type of kirtan you would hear today. Naam kirtan we will do. But I will request you to tell me if you want what examples of kirtans you are interested in. Then there is guna kirtan. Do you know what is guna kirtan? The qualities, guna, no? The qualities of Krishna. Bahimukha Hoya is one of these songs. And Gauranga Karuna Koro. This is a song where you sing to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You are very merciful. Mercy is a quality which is praised in the Guna Kirtan. Then there is a fourth type of kirtan, Leela Kirtan, songs which focus on the Lord's extraordinary pastimes. For example, a song beginning with Jiva Kripa Kori, Or in Bhaktivinoda Thakur's song collection, Gita Mala, the Shoka Shatana song. You remember there's this pastime described in this kirtana where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu one day does kirtan at the house of Srivas Thakur and notices a little sad atmosphere in the house. And when he asked why, he hears that the son of Srivas has died during the kirtan in one of the adjoining rooms. But Srivas Thakur didn't want to disturb the kirtan of Gauranga and therefore didn't mention anything. And when he heard this, his heart melted and he went to the body of the son, you know, dead body, touched the body and called the jiva back. And the jiva came back and Mahaprabhu said, why have you left so early? And the jiva answered, very beautiful pastime, he answered, I am a tiny jiva and you are the Lord. I'm doing everything under your command. The time had come for me to leave and I'm blessed because I left in your kirtan. You know. And then Mahaprabhu is so moved, he takes the soul leaves again. He just gave this information and then left again. And then Mahaprabhu brings the dead body into the river Ganga and lovingly bathes the dead body. And as he does so, Mother Ganga comes in a beautiful form with a zari, the color of silver, and takes from Gauranga's hand the dead body. So moving, so wonderful. It's a lila kirtan. It's described. Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes another kirtan, the fifth kirtan. It's a rasa kirtan. Songs describing Krishna's relationships with his dear devotees. There is a song, Krishna Bhongsi Gita Shuni. These songs are quite amazing, this rasa kirtan songs, because at the end you find the last line where Bhaktivinoda Thakur chastises his pen, his writing pen. He says, oh pen, why are you so weak? Why don't you describe further? I was called by the flute of Krishna to the forest and I started to run with all the other devotees who ran to Krishna, and now I find my pen is not writing what I saw. Wonderful, it's the rasa kirtan. So, five types of kirtans. First, nam kirtan. Rup kirtan, form. Very good. Lila kirtan. And this is what it means to do sankirtan in the first definition, to glorify completely. If you want to glorify, you will glorify the name, you will glorify the the form or the visible personality. You will say, you look so wonderful, and as you walk, and so on, and then you will glorify the qualities. You are so merciful, so kind, so extraordinary, intelligent, and you will then finally burst out forcefully and describe where name, form, and qualities combine. That is the lila. That's the full picture. The picture now gets into motion. First, the picture of Krishna gets a name. Then it gets color, a form. Then it gets further color, the qualities. And then it almost starts to walk. Then lila. The flow of the river is now gushing forward. And then, of course, rasa. The devotees must be there, and their relationship. Now I want to ask you, what type of kirtans would you like to have an example of? I have brought texts for all these kirtans. What would you like to hear? Rasa kirtan. Is that a good idea?
Yes.
The relationship of Krishna to his dear devotees. I have. Yeah. Rasa kirtan. Haben wir eine Flötenmusik im Hintergrund? Krishna Bhansi Gita Shuni Teki Chitra Patakani Lokamukhi Guna Shravaniya Puvaraga Kranta Chita Unmada Lakana Vita Saki Sange Chalila Daya. Oh! That's not in the song. I'm very unqualified for singing, as you can see, so I will read to you the text. I have heard Krishna's flute music. I have seen his wonderful picture. And I have heard about his qualities from the people's mouth. And now I find that I have fallen in love with him. With the other gopis, I wildly run to him. I'm no longer thinking about my household duties. I'm not thinking about piety or sin. And I'm not allowing anyone to stop me. I run to meet Krishna. I have arrived at the bank of the Yamuna. There I find many gopis and I ask them for news of my beloved. All of a sudden the flute again is there and speaks a command to me. I give up all fear for my life and I follow that command. Come, come. Come to me into the forest. As a river very strongly runs to the ocean, so this beautiful, sweet, saintly girl strongly runs into the forest. She finds Lord Krishna there and offers herself to him. Why does my weak pen no longer move? As I begin to describe this meeting, my heart trembles. My heart doesn't move to describe the meeting, enjoyment, separation, or anything else. As a swine cannot appreciate a string of pearls, so the unfortunate people cannot understand the Lord's Rasa dance pastimes. Considering the benefit of persons who are not yet qualified to hear of these things, and understanding that the time is not right, I end my Rasa Kirtan here. So this was a Rasa Kirtan. And you sing it. Nikunya konana koliro abisa namanilo nibarana Jamuna Pulinegia Sakigane Sambodhya Jiga Silo Priya Udesh. Then the Vaishnavas sing this in the evening, and they imagine, wow, the flute song calls, and I'm also called, yes, and they cry, and this is ecstatic. Krishna Rasa Kirtan. Any other example? Guna Kirtan. Why do you want to hear a Guna Kirtan? Please tell us. You want to know who is Krishna. Yes. Oh, he is a very good one. This is my favorite Guna Kirtan. Some of you will have heard it already. Please forgive me, but it's so good. We can hear it. The song starts with Shuno he Rasika Jana. O tasters of nectar, please hear now. This is how the song says. Shuno he Rasika Jana, Krishna guna aganana, ananta kohite nahi pare. And then it goes, Krishna jagatera guru. Krishna is the guru of the universe. Krishna bacha kalpataru. Krishna is a wish-fulfilling tree. Nabika se pave padabare. He is the boatman, taster of nectar, that crosses the ocean of birth and death and takes you in his boat. Ridoye pridata jara. Lord Krishna is the perfect doctor for anyone whose heart is tormented, who has the heart torment disease. Huh? You have this disease? I have this disease. Krishna is the doctor. Here's another expertise. He expertly cures the disease of repeated birth and death. Very good. Let's go to the practice of Krishna. Practice means, is a German word, ordination, I think you say. Let's make an appointment. I must come. I have this disease, repeated birth and death. And I have heart disease. I'm constantly tormented in my heart. And then he has in his ordination a special tonic. Tonic means something which energizes you. To the souls who have turned away from him, he gives the nectar of spiritual love. Step by step, he takes them back to his spiritual world. Karma banda jana bandhu abheshema nabanda. Lord Krishna is an ocean of kindness to the bewildered blind people bound by ropes of karma and jnana. He gives them the nectar of his lotus feet, and he cures their blindness and transforms them into servants of his feet. My dear devotees, do you sometimes want to be spontaneous? We want to be spontaneous, not governed by, I have to do this, I have to do that. We want to be governed by, I want to do this, this spontaneous devotional service. The devotees who diligently follow the path of Vaidhi Bhakti, to them Lord Krishna gives the jewel of independence. He takes them and places them on the path of Raga Bhakti. You know, Raga Bhakti is where you act out of spontaneous attachment. Overcome with ecstatic love, the devotees take shelter of Parakiya Bhava. The devotees become filled with pure love. So, this is a typical Guna Kirtan. it describes Krishna as a perfect doctor who cures the disease. It describes usually his kindness and how he is the guru of all the worlds, how he is wish fulfilling. Go to Krishna and your wishes will be fulfilled. And I like this very much, that he's the boatman that crosses the ocean of birth and death. In Ram Leela, there's a very nice pastime which I want to tell you. It's about Ram, Sita. They have been banished into exile, and they are now in the forest and approach a very broad river. I forgot the name exactly, but I think it's Sarayu. Yes? Sarayu River. It's a very broad river, maybe 1 kilometer or so. Really big river. And they stand at the shore and they wonder where to go, how to cross the river, when all of a sudden, by the sweet desire of the Lord, a boatman comes. What is your price, says Rama? Let you just enter. We will deal with this later, says the boatman. And Sita enters first, Rama enters afterwards, and then the boatman goes over the river. And all the time he looks at Ram, and tears of love stream from his eyes. Then he rows, I think like this they row in India. And finally they arrive on the other side of the shore. Ram looks at Sita and looks at her pearls, a wonderful pearl. Do we say décolleté for these pearl arrangements? Necklace, we say. A pearl necklace. Says Sita, in the forest, there's no need of the pearls. Give him the pearls. And Sita gives the boatman these very valuable pearl necklaces. Really valuable. Ram says, this is our payment. The boatman goes like, no, 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 no. No, you keep, you keep. In this part of your country, Ram, the boatmen have an agreement amongst themselves. One boatman will never accept payment from another boatman. Ram asks, since when have I become a boatman? No, no. You are a boatman. See, I'm a small boatman. I'm taking with my old boat passengers from one side of the river to the other. But you are a big boatman. You take conditioned souls in your boat and help them cross the ocean of samsara, the ocean of birth and death. And when I come to your ocean, please don't ask any payment from me. Our habit is like this in this part. Don't look for my qualifications. I have no qualification. I'm very, very unqualified. So, no need for you to ask for payment. You remember, I'm we are boatmen here. This is our habit. And Ram just smiles and says, tatastu, tatastu. When you come to the bank of the ocean of birth and death, I will take you with my boat. And no payment is required. Hare Krishna. So this quality this mercy, and which doesn't look for qualification, is glorified in this Guna Kirtan of Bhaktivinoda Thakur as well. You are the boatman who expertly takes us over the ocean of birth and death. Well, this is a quality of Krishna. So, there are still other types of kirtan. Now, let me just see. Do you have enough oxygen? You have?
Yes.
Good. And I believe that this is very interesting to hear for us, these other types of kirtan. One is reciting the Vedas and Puranas. This is mentioned by Srila Sanatana Goswami in Brihad Bhagavatamrita. When you sing or when you read the Puranas, the Bhagavat Purana, it's a glorification of Krishna. And you can feel, especially the Bhagavat Purana, is extremely powerful when you read it, and you should chant it in Sanskrit for Krishna's pleasure, the verse, and so on. Then you can speak the narrations or pastimes of the Lord. That's a kirtan as well. And we will do this kirtan a little, I'm not sure, either today or tomorrow we will hear some first class Krishna kirtan, Krishna pastimes. Or singing devotional songs like bhajans. That's also kirtan. That's glorification like we do. We have different beautiful bhajans which we sing. And another or fourth type of kirtan, which I like very much and which I really would like to recommend you, is prayers. Now, some Gaudiya Vaishnavas have emphasized Leela Kirtan. They do more Leela Kirtan than Naam Kirtan. Or others have emphasized Rasa Kirtans. While others have placed most of the emphasis on Naam Kirtan. What is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's opinion of all these kirtans? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's opinion is very clear in the second verse of the Shikshashtakam, where he says, Naam Naam Akari Bahuda Nija Sarva Shaktis. Yes. Nakala etadishita vakripa bhagavan mamapi do devamitri shamiha janina nuraga. Nam namakari. He says, the kirtan of the Lord's name is the best because, and he gives a reason why Nam kirtan is the best. Do you remember the reason from this shloka? He has invested all of his potencies in the name. What type of potencies has Krishna invested in the name? Transcendental potencies, yes. Guna, is that a potency? Bhakti Shakti? Ladini Shakti? Well, you are in the right, but in Bhajan Rahasya, Bhaktivinoda Thakur clarifies that there are certain shaktis which you find in a yagya. When you are there at a yagya, good yagya, you feel something, isn't it? Well, I will give you are not so convinced, and I give you an. When you have your marriage yagya, do you feel something or not? Yes. Krishna, Krishna. What? Yes. Initiation yagya. Do you feel something or not? What do you feel? Special potency. Do you feel different after initiation? I hope. Hmm? No, for me it was like when I was at my sannyas initiation, that was my last initiation, and I got up from the initiation fire, I was flying. I remember it was a mystical experience for me, because I heard in my own voice, in my own way. First, I had a vision. I saw myself going and taking a bath in the river, and I came out. Then I saw myself going to a funeral pyre, and I saw how I was burning. I could understand it was a death, a symbolic death from the old life. Then I saw myself moving, coming out from the funeral pyre and again taking a bath in the river. This time it was a brilliant river. It was Yamuna Mai. It was where I had to digest that experience. Yes. So a yagya has such as potency. I always hear after initiation, devotees feel very, very light in their heart. Some burden has been taken away from them, and a new orientation. But yes, our devotees are sometimes forgetting this lightness and put again weight on. But it has power. Or dana. Dana means there's shakti when you give a donation, a big donation, a donation. Have you ever given a donation? And not just collected donations, but given donations. There is something when you give a donations. Or when you do tapa, austerities, for instance, during the months of Kartik, or some of you are doing austerities in the months of Purushottam. I know some of you are private austerities, which are not to be mentioned before the month is over. Please, I encourage you, watch yourself at the end of the month especially, and see what you got from this. You will see there's some subtle power or energy in it. Or there is power in the holy dharms. Can you feel that when you go to Mayapur? Obviously. We feel, it's so obvious, the potency of Vrindavan Dham and how you feel in Vrindavan. It's really distinctly different. That we can say. It's really distinctly different. There's a potency there. So all these potencies from Dham, Tapa, Dhana, Yagya has been placed in the holy name. Also, the different, that's why when you chant it well, you really feel something when you're in a kirtan, and you really open your heart, and you feel like, I think the first, to make it very simple, two types of energies can be easily felt and distinguished. One is you get release from something, from burdens, from weight. That's called the Taraka Shakti, which works on you. And then the Paraka Shakti, you feel attracted to Krishna. Does this happen in kirtan sometimes? Yeah, of course. That we all know as kirtaniyas, as kirtan devotees. We feel, as we enter the kirtan, we feel relieved. You can't believe when we came from Berlin to the Radharani's day, the Queen's day, and we were in the kirtan, and we felt, oh, I'm at the right place. I made it. I did something good. Even me. You can feel this relief. And when the devotees were singing so nicely, you feel, oh, Krishna is so nice. We feel attracted. These are the potencies which work in kirtan and extra potencies. The Sanskrit is taraka, that which gives liberation, taraka, and paraka, that which attracts and pulls us to Krishna. No? Two of Krishna's potencies. But there are so many more. But these are easy to feel for even in someone who even a newcomer who comes into the kirtan. So let me give you some examples how these five other kirtans which we have mentioned, let me say four other kirtans, it's five kirtans altogether, are found in Nam Kirtan. Let us use the name Syama Sundara. In the name Syama Sundara, what is expressed in this name? What kirtan? What glorification? Rupa, yes. Rupa and some qualities also. Rupa, his Syama Sundara. Sundara means beautiful, beautiful form, blackish form you have. And then in the name Dinadayal, what do you think, what quality is, what kirtan is in there? Guna. Why Guna? Dina means the fallen, and Dayal, the merciful one. Mercy is there. Good. In the name Navanita Taskara. Navanita Taskara means he who steals butter. What kirtan is in there? Lila. Yes. In the name Rasa Parayana, he who engages in the Rasa dance. What type of kirtan is there? You know everything. Yes, Rasa Kirtan. Now, the reason why I mention is as you chant these holy names, you are supposed to think about either the qualities or the form or whatever kirtan or praise is in that name, so that you do sankirtan in the sense of complete kirtan. You follow this point? We will do now a kirtan and a nam kirtan, and I request you, as you do the nam kirtan, we will do it a little slower so that you have time to digest and apply. We will do this nam kirtan, which is the first Nam Kirtan which Gauranga Mahaprabhu chanted. It seems to be the most essential, known one. He chanted others as well. Mukunda Govinda Vanamali. I have one Nam Kirtan which I chant from time to time. It's in my envelope. Girid Hari Syam Hari Murari. Shyama Pyari Govardhana Dari Govinda Gopal Shri Radha Radha Nath Priya Priya Tang Shri Shyama Shyam Kishora Kishori Radha Mulida Radhika Hari Radha Damoda. These are all Krishna's Vrindavan names. We will hear other kirtans from Brihad Bhagavatamrita. Actually, we could do for a change. Sri Krishna Gopala Hare Mukunda Govinda Nanda Kishora Krishna. Would you like to chant this? It's Nam Kirtan, Sri Krishna You know, Shri Krishna Gopala, the one who herds the cows. Shri Krishna Gopala, Hare Hari, Mukunda, Govinda, Hinanda. And at the end it is, Shri Yashoda Tanaya Prasida, Shri, what is it? Shri Ballavi Jivanida Dikesha. Would you like to chant this or would you like to chant Hari Haraya Nama? Who wants the Nam Kirtan from Brihad Bhagavatamrita? Good. I have an. Who wants Hari Haraye? You're in the minority. Oh, I'm really delighted. See how beautiful the devotees have done this. It's when Krishna receives the jiva, the soul, with a sweet embrace. Yeah, ha means oh, Shri Yashoda Tanaya, son of Yashoda, Prasida, give your mercy. Shri Balavi, Jivana means you are the life force of the Balavis. Balavis means gopis, and you are Radhikesha, the Lord of Radharani. Yes, all names of Krishna. Give your mercy, Prasida. Krishna Gopala Hare Mukunda Govinda Nanda Kishora Krishna Sri Krishna Gopala Hare Mukunda Govinda Nayanagishora Krishna Shri Krishna Gopala Hare Mukunda Govinda Nayanagishora Krishna Shri Krishna Gopala Hare Mukunda Govinda Nayanagishora Oh. Shri Yashoda Tanaya Prasida Shri Ballavi Jivana Radhikesha Shri Yashoda Tanaya Prasida Shri Ballavi Jivana Radhikesha Shri Yashoda Tanaya Prasida Shri Ballavi Jivana Radhikesha
Shri Yashoda Tanaya Prasida Shri Ballavi Jivana Radhikesha
Shri Krishna Gopala Hare Mukunda Govinda He Nanda Kishora Krishna Shri Krishna Gopala Hare Mukunda Govinda Hare Nanda Kishora Krishna Ha Shri Yashoda Tanaya Prasida Shri Ballavi Jivana Radhikesha Ha Shri Yashoda Tanaya Prasida Shri Ballavi Jivana Radhikesha
Ha
Krishna Gopala Hare Mukunda Govinda Nanda Kishora Krishna
Hai Bo Gopal
Krishna Gopala Hare Mukunda Govinda Nanda Kishora Krishna Hashi Ashoda Tanaya Pasira Shivala Vidivana Radhi Krishna Hashi Ashoda Tanaya Pasira Shivala Vidivana Radhi Krishna
Hai Bo
Gopala Hare Mukunda Govinda He Nanda Kishora Krishna Hashi Ashoda Tanaya Pratida Shivala Vijivana Radhikrita Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
When you have done kirtan, allow the kirtan to exist or remain in you as the dvani. What is a dvani? What is this concept? Dvani, D-H-V-A-N-I, means the echo, something which still works in you after the kirtan is stopped, something which still moves your subtle body, your heart, and your emotions towards Krishna. It will take some time for a devotee to experience the dvani, the echo. But after certain kirtans, you should be able to feel the echo. The echo becomes disturbed and goes when you engage in prajalpa. Then that vibration which is in you goes. Rupa Goswami described that chanting the holy name makes the mind inert. Do you know what is inert? Inactive. It just doesn't move any longer in the same way as it has moved before. Therefore, after kirtans, you begin to feel the silence. The mind is no longer, the chatter of the mind, the noise of the mind is gone. When you then engage again in prajalpa, it comes back again. And again, voices, meaningless voices all the day. But the kirtan purifies the heart from these material impressions. Makes it, therefore, after kirtan, you feel a certain silence. And sometimes after kirtans, devotees begin to laugh nervously because it's a new feeling for them. what do we do now? Where are we now? In what space did we arrive now? You have arrived in pure land. Yes. So, After hearing the different types of kirtans, the question now is, which holy name is the best? This we will study impartially. Mahamantra, there is no name. Maha and mantra are not names. What name is the best? Yeah, we will study. We will study. This needs to be... There is a prayer containing the thousand names of Krishna that are recorded in Vishnu Damodara. Thousand names. And at the end it says, O beloved Lord of the Gopis, what is the use of performing so many activities and cultivating so much knowledge? If your holy name, and then it mentions the holy name, Krishna, remains present on my tongue, then there is no fear of material existence. In the same literature, O Mahadev, says, I think, Narada Muni, I'm telling you the truth. The holy name of Krishna is most confidential. Know for certain that this holy name can bring a dead man back to life. I know one saint in Vrindavan, his name is Ramesh Baba, who does these 40 days Braj Parikramas. And on one of these Parikramas, a lady from Delhi had died. So they needed to cremate her, but before doing so, they wanted to inform the relatives in Delhi and have them come and do the ceremony. So Ramesh Baba was informed, and then he said, let's see if Yamaraj will take her. And engaged in Krishna Kirtan for 4 hours, after which the lady got up from the funeral pyre, where she was waiting, where the body was lying, waiting for the relatives from Delhi to arrive. And she jumped down from the funeral pyre. No problem, let's chant. Know for certain that this holy name, Krishna, can bring a dead man back to life. Now, you might say up to now, okay, the Krishna devotees will say Krishna's name is the best. But there are many other works which describe the Gopal name is the best. Or Govinda name is the best. You are very partial. I think the only person who could say which name is the best of him is the person who is named. Do you agree?
Yes.
We must hear and search the scriptures if Krishna says somewhere where which one of his thousands of names he considers to be the best. Do you agree with this method? So, in the Hari Bhakti Vilas, 11th chapter, text 498, there is a quotation where Krishna speaks. Quotation from one scripture. Hari Bhakti Vilas collects many verses, and it says, O vanquisher of the enemies, among all my holy names, the name Krishna is the foremost. This holy name is the best means of atonement from even unlimited sinful activities, and it is the giver of liberation. Krishna has many names, and he says the name of Krishna is the most powerful. Now, let us ask the question, why does Krishna single out the name Krishna to be the best? And I don't expect an answer here. I would be surprised if anyone could give an answer. Has anyone an assumption or a good speculation? Yes, I have seen you first, yes?
Because his mother calls him Krishna.
I'm sorry?
Because his mother
calls him Krishna. You are very, very... How long are you in spiritual life?
2.5 years.
Wow. This was a good... You are older than your age is, you know. In this direction you will find the answer. It's a direction. Because Radharani... Oh, now we get very close to the answer. Radharani likes the name Krishna the most. Wow. You're much more advanced in this audience than I could ever imagine. See, to find out what is the best, you have to enter the area of rasa. Relationship. You know, I have names which I will not tell you, which those who are very close to me from call me. My mother, for instance, has a name for me. I won't tell you because I know when you want to joke, you will just joke about this name, and I don't. I'm heavy when my mother calls me this name. I'm very, very heavy, but I'm very. I feel unpleasant when someone else who's not my mother calls me by the name my mother calls me, because there's a certain relationship the son has to the mother, and mother can do what others can't do. This was a human example, but to just bring out a point, Krishna reveals himself to the greatest degree in the association of his dearest devotees. And the name the dearest devotees give him, that's the name he likes. You must know, Krishna doesn't play his flute in Dwaraka because he says the people wouldn't appreciate the king playing a flute concert. He can only play it in Vrindavan. And when he saw Gop Kumar coming to him and having this flute in his belt, he cried. The king of Dwaraka cried because he remembered the my cowherd boyfriends who also wear a flute, like I had when I was in Vrindavan, and I was playing that flute with that in that association with cowherd boys. Oh, I wish the time could come again. You know, this is how, isn't it, in the association of those who are closest to you, you reveal qualities of you. You talk about things which no one else will know. Isn't it, Kuba? So, Krishna is the name which the gopis use. Whenever the gopis were separated from him, or even when they were enjoying his very company, they only said, Krishna, Krishna. And when the gopis heard how another gopi took the name Krishna, Krishna, that gopi who heard the other gopi nodded her head in agreement. Yes, this is Krishna, Krishna. That's the best thing to say. You will hear, you will hear. Yes, this will all be explained now. So when the rasa dance came to the climax means when the dancing was most exuberant, at that time the gopis always uttered Krishna, Krishna incessantly. Whenever the gopis saw anything black, one of Krishna's meaning, the name of Krishna, one meaning of Krishna's name is black. Whenever the gopis saw anything black, it could be the some parts of the peacock, a tamal tree, or even the black hair. Hair is like, you know, Hase in Deutsch. They were reminded of their lover Krishna and said, Krishna, Krishna. In this way, the names of Krishna had become the life breath. Why this name? Our devotee has raised this question. Because it means the one who attracts by the most attractive qualities. And therefore, this name, this attractive name, which works like a magnet, has completely stolen the mind of Srimati Radharani, the topmost devotees. And she says, therefore, listen to this, how Radha talks about the name of Krishna. Since I have heard the name of a person called Krishna, I have practically lost my good sense. Then there is another person who plays the flute in such a way that after hearing the vibration, intense madness arises in my heart. There's a person called Krishna who attracts me. Then there's another person who plays a flute who attracts me. And again, there's still another person, a third one, to whom my mind becomes attached when I see his beautiful lightning effulgence in a picture. Therefore, my dear friends, I think that I'm greatly condemned, for I have become simultaneously attached to three persons. This is not normal. It would be better for me to die because of this. And then she expresses, this is from Vidakta Madhava. Of course, we know that the Naam, that is the holy name, Radharani talks about a person called Krishna has attracted me, this name Krishna, when I hear it, I lost my good sense. Then she thinks of the Svarup, Krishna's character, who plays a flute, you know, and she feels the Svarup is highly attractive. Then she thinks of the Vigraha, the form, that is, when she sees a picture of Krishna, she sees a light coming out of that picture and she feels helplessly attracted. Now, we of course know, also from this statement of Radha, that the Naam, the Svarupa, the character or personality, you could say, and the Vigraha or form or Rupa is the same. So Radharani, when she feels separated from Krishna, do you know what she does? She chants. What name? Krishna, 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 Krishna. It's very confidential. Would you like to hear another? I will tell you a last verse, and then I want to request you to do active learning. Radharani asks, who has made me hear the name Sri Krishna? This name has a certain charm and enchanted my life airs and my pranas. How charming is the sweetness of this holy name. My mouth is not able to give it up even for a moment. O mouth, you always chant, Shri Krishna, Shri Krishna, Shri Krishna. Can someone please come and tell me what I should do when I see him? Already his name is so wonderful. If already the strength of his name moves my soul so much, I'm doing my best to forget him, and yet I'm unable. Nectar. So Radha is struggling to forget Krishna. Cannot do it. We are struggling to remember Krishna. And sometimes can't do it. Yeah, what a difference. You must know, my dear devotees, of all of Krishna's qualities, this he is one of the ones who are very, very pronounced, is that he is highly responsive to love. He responds to love. And these loving devotees, the gopis, and first and foremost Radharani, calling him Krishna, Krishna is very moved by this name. And if you take this name in your hand, and in your mouth, I wanted to say, Krishna is very, very responsive to this. He remembers who calls this name. Sometimes husbands call their wives by certain nicknames. The wife may be called Barbara. That's a German word, Barbara. But the husband will call her Bärbel. No? Yeah. Yes, I have learned. So I have a friend. His name is Professor Weber. And his wife is Barbara. And once, you know, after some time in Germany, you begin to negotiate. Should you use the formal Z as an address or the informal Du? You know, it's in English we don't have this, but Sie, you speak to a respectable older, können Sie mir bitte Auskunft geben? And to a younger, you would use Du. Du sag mir das doch mal. It's a different vibration in a different way. So Professor Weber said, by the way, Sachinandan Swami, I'm Edmund. That means he gives me his first name now, which is a little bit more informal. I can also call him Edmund and Du, no longer Sie. Means the relationship is close. Do you follow? Because in English you'd... Yes. So, yes, said his wife, and I'm Barbara. Now I had heard Professor Weber call his wife Bärbel, and so that was the first name which got stuck. So next time I met Professor Weber and his wife Barbara, I had the other name in my ears. So we were just sitting, and I said very carefully, Bärbel, can you please give me the cup of tea? And she blushed. And Professor Weber went like, only he called his wife Barbara by that affectionate name, Bärbel. So I thought, have I done anything wrong? I thought I'm you, and you are you. You know, ich dachte, wir können uns duzen. We can say du to each other, you know. And they looked at each other, and they didn't want to say anything. So then, when Professor Weber drove me somewhere, you know, he said, Sachinandan Swami, that name is reserved to me. I'm the husband and she's my wife, you know. That's, her name is Barbara, first name. But, you know, I am like this. Once I have the wrong name in my computer, It just doesn't go out of the computer any longer. It's a problem, you know. I admit to it. I just can't. I don't know the switch where I erase the wrong name and put the right name. You know, it just stays there. So I next time I came, I again said Babel, and I had forgotten all about it. Babel or Barbara? What was it? Babel, of course. You know. And again this reaction. And you know, the other visits also, and now they have officially declared, okay, you are a sannyasi, nothing to fear from you. You are the only person in the universe who can say Babel. Because I just didn't get it out of my hard disk, you know, or whatever, the soft disk or wherever. So Krishna, this is my point with this example, is Krishna is called like this by his confidential devotees. That's my point in this example. And Krishna responds to this very loving. He has called me, or she has called me, by this confidential name. Therefore, this is the best name. And therefore, the Hare Krishna mantra is the Maha mantra. Huh? So, and therefore, we all should pray that we will learn to chant this. And I will now guide you into a certain writing exercise. This is something new which you will learn. Listen very careful. Don't start to write. It's a short writing exercise. In our active learning, or you could say applied learning, we first have hearing, and then we have reflecting what we have heard so far. And I would request you now to reflect on what type of kirtan is the best, what type of name is the best, by writing your letter to Nam Prabhu. We will again show you Krishna holding your letter in the hand for your inspiration, that you can imagine you are writing now a letter to Krishna. You want to connect with Krishna, and you want to connect with Krishna in his most merciful and accessible form. Do you understand the word accessible? You can have access, you can have connection, it's possible. And you want to write this letter now to that that Nam Prabhu, and write about the relationship. If your relationship is not yet so active, for the purpose of this letter, it is, I don't want to say fine, it is as it is. Write about this. Oh, I would love to have more of a connection with you. I would love to listen more to you, your holy name. I feel this is a place I must improve. And then place in your letter a wish before Nam Prabhu, whom you glorify in kirtan. Is the writing exercise clear? Clear means clear, yes. I'm sorry. It is very important that you write. If you can't write because you are overly tired, or you are inside a desert at the moment, no problem. Then write about this, that you are desert light. Make some connection. Tell something. Express yourself deeply. I would request you to really take time and give it your best. And this is a letter which you can know it will go. ever reach most properly if you write from a deep place. So we will start now. Hare Krishna. I want to congratulate you. You have done your second workshop. Now the day is very, let me say, very, how do you say this? We have a lot of nectar this afternoon when we will hear the famous Kirtaniyas and their secrets. We will hear Gop Kumar and his secrets. It's amazing what will come to our attention then. And then in the evening we will have our Leela Katha. I'm I would like to tell you, you have now 3 hours free time. But we have done it like this, that there will be kirtan, I think, immediately now. There will be an hour kirtan up to Prasadam. Manu is again there. You did very nice yesterday. Your devotees came to me and said how inspired they were from the kirtan, which our Manu did. Yes, so it's a Radha-desh product, our Manu. Yes, so there will be kirtan now from 1 o'clock, or from now to when your prasadam comes at 2 o'clock, and the kirtan will also start 1 hour before the workshop, that is from 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock. If you have time, please participate. It's a kirtan retreat and kirtan is really in the foreground. But I want to encourage you once again, if you want to spend the time taking care of yourself, washing, and maybe speaking with some devotees. Sometimes we feel at a retreat things come up, you know, which really need to be discussed with good friends. Like today we think about our relationship. That's a very profound subject matter, and we want to speak with someone. Then that is a good idea. As your facilitator, I only wish to always remind you, please come to these times when we are all together. No? With these, for next time, 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock, and 6:30 to also 1.5 hours. Another thing is, we know that devotees have to leave. Braj Krishna, you're leaving today, isn't it? Oh, tomorrow, good. Not today. Tomorrow morning. And others, we will have somewhere a list. It's out, down? Oh, it's on the window. Good. There is a list which is quite help. I mean, you can subscribe in the list to a free newsletter which is bringing retreat subject matters to you, so that you can, that you don't need to only be in this mood and think about these things when you go to a retreat, but that it can help you during the day to sometimes go on retreat, at least for a minute, 5 minutes, where you really think about the essential things. So it's a short newsletter. It's not very, it's not long, because we have enough long things to read. It's short and usually makes points which assist you in your own spiritual life. So it's a free service which our retreat team or what is offering you. So if you wish to have it, please write in readable way your address. We have gotten sometimes emails back because we just couldn't read what the person read. So I will hint this to you several times, but those who it's there on the window. Huh? Dobro, good. Anything else? No. Spend a good time now, 3 hours, little less than 3 hours. Take sufficient prasadam, rest if you need, and come refreshed and in good spirits back at 4, latest at 4 o'clock. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, go Premanandi, Hari Hari Bol.
So he was quite disappointed.